No, it's yes, because we're going to win. That's the best part.
I can proudly say I am undefeated when I go into the courtroom, so.
But I don't do litigation because it's a pain in the ass. When I do, don't mess with Lomanic, because Lomanic brings his A game. And he expects the same from all his students, particularly this group that did so well on Friday. So now we get to see how well they brought their A game.
You had your A game on Friday too, didn't you? You did.
I have to leave class. I don't want to do it because I have to pick up the class right
now. Okay. So, let's see how well you brought your A game.
1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
How many people like the number 1? How many people like the number 2? How many people like the number 3? I should put my hand up because I don't want to feel like I steered you in any direction. How many people like the number 4? How many people like that? You can't vote twice. How many people like the number 5?
Okay, let's do this again. You have to pick one number.
What is it for? 1 through 5?
1 through 5.
Okay.
So, number 1. All right, so that's 3. Number 2. 0. Number 3. 3. Uh-oh. Number 4. Number 5. Shit. All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
5.
You no help. All right. So we have to eliminate 5, 4, and 2. So it's going to come down to between numbers 1 and 3. Those are your only options. How many people want 1? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think that might be it. How many people want 3? Yeah, sorry. Oh, that was close. It was close. I want to know what are... You're going to hate me. I want to know for a quiz. So take out a piece of paper. Put your name on. Legal definition.
What's it called? Do you say it out?
Intentional infliction of emotional distress.
What it is, what has to happen, to what level, in order for there to be tortious liability on the defendant's part. can't remember it verbatim, no big deal. So you best to explain it. The recording up on Friday as soon as I got home. So even if you weren't here on Friday, I had the ability to listen all the weekend. I was responsible.
Done. Alright. 100 was 0 for you. You went in to lose.
Definitely lost.
Ugh, 0. That sucks.
Maybe a half point.
Oh, alright, fine.
Did I say you had to win? Oh, no, I just didn't worry. You didn't, like, go tell the other team, look, Manic said I gotta win, so I'm gonna win?
No.
Oh, man.
It is I can't even say his name. It's an Italian priest. Arthur Terminiello versus Chicago. In order to be held liable for anything, what must their first beat. It has to be an act. What kind of act, though?
The act that caused the...
Can it be an accidental act?
No, intentional.
Okay, so first you need an intentional act. Okay, and in the instance of this particular tort, what must be involved in the act? What type of act is it?
Harmful.
It's harmful, but it's the legal precision. It has to be extreme, and it has to be outrageous. Okay, and then what must that act cause?
Emotional distress.
What type of distress? Are we just sad? Do we just need a tissue? Tom, what do you got?
Severe emotional distress.
Severe. It has to be severe. So think clinical. You have to go to get treatment. You have to go see a psychologist. You have to get on medication. It's more than just hurt feelings. You must suffer, essentially, emotional trauma as a result of the outrageous act. Okay, good. All right. Let me rephrase that. So, obviously, we know the jury believed, because that's where we left off, that what the Westboro Baptist Church did was an extreme and outrageous intentional act that caused his dad harm. Am I right on that? How do we know? What happened to dad?
Had to go to counseling and get more.
Yeah, he did. He lost a job, had to go to counseling. Well, it did say that. Okay, good. Did the appeals court believe him?
They agreed.
They what, Joe?
They agreed.
They agreed with who?
The Baptist Church.
They agreed with the... Why?
Because the church was entitled to their own judgment of the matter because the first man fully reacted to the Westbury.
So he, Dad, is claiming that words/speech caused this, but the appeals court's coming in saying, no, First Amendment. Why did the appeals court give this speech First Amendment protections?
The court said that the signs said statements that were matters of public concern.
Okay, so the court, again, this is not to the SCOTUS. This is to this appeals court. So we have speech is equal to public concern. Okay, anything else? Michael.
And you're expressing religious and political views.
Okay, well, again, that would fall into public concern because we have religion and we have political. Okay, good. What else we got?
They weren't, false.
Ah! Was the Westboro Baptist Church in their signs, were they lying? Not necessarily. They may not be true, but they weren't false. Okay. And anything else?
There's no violence.
There's no violence. These aren't fighting words. I think that fell within the discussion here, but we'll put it down here. No violence. Anything else? Were they expressing words literally?
No.
No. What verbal mechanism were they using to express their words?
Hyperbole.
Which is what? No extra Y. What's hyperbole?
It's extreme exaggeration. They weren't speaking literally. By the way, in expressive language, do you ever have a day where you speak literally, precisely, every single thing that you express? Or are we prone to exaggerate at times? And why do we do that?
To like express certain sentiment, like how you feel.
You could be hooking somebody so they pay attention to you.
You know, and like I just did it right there.
Did I literally mean go out and get a hook and go grab somebody by the neck and say, hey, listen to me? No, it's a rhetorical hook.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Good. So Schneider wins in the trial court.
The jury awards him money. Granted, the trial judge lessened the punitive damages. But then the church appealed, and the appeals court found an error. And the error was this. This speech is the type of speech that gets First Amendment protections.
All right. Was Schneider convinced that this was the proper outcome?
No, he thought there was an error made at the appeals court, which was?
He thought the judge didn't explain First Amendment protections to the jury correctly?
Well, that's one of the grounds that got it up to the appeals court.
Oh.
But Schneider, remember, it was Schneider who appealed to the Supreme Court. Originally, it was Westboro Baptist lost. Then they appealed to the circuit. The circuit court reversed. Now, Schneider is appealing to the Supreme Court, claiming the circuit court made an error. Which was what?
It was about private concerns.
Yeah! Exactly! If speech that is public concerns get First Amendment, what about private concerns? So guess what the Supreme Court's going to look at?
The speech and if it was a private
concern. What is public versus what is private? Yeah. Because if it's private, does it get First Amendment protections?
Yes.
It does?
No.
No, it does not. Because it's private. But if it's public, it does. All right, well, here we go. What is purely private speech? What does the Supreme Court say that private speech is? All right, then I'll start with the reverse, because this is the sequence that went. Did public first, and then it went to private. I was just seeing if anyone got the private. But what does the Supreme Court say? How do you identify what is public speech?
It's the broad issues about like society and there's like political issues or conduct of the United States and its citizens.
All right, so let's think about that. Let's think about what the court is trying to say here. So, something that is public is broad. Who might be interested? Who might be impacted in something that's political?
The United States.
The country as a whole?
Groups.
Groups of people, right? Individuals that could be groups. What's going on tomorrow? Is that a private concern or a public concern?
Political.
public. There's lots of people talking about it in every single which way, you know, left, right, and center, and all the rest. It's on the internet, it's on the TV, it's in the newspapers, it's all encompassing. That's all people are talking about. Should that be censored? No, because what will happen once the winners are named? Who will be impacted?
Us, the people.
Us, the people. Whether you're paying attention or not, whichever individual wins each and every single office that's on the ballot, they will do things that will either directly or indirectly impact us. Should we be allowed to talk about that?
Yes.
Should the government get involved when we talk about it?
No.
Why? What's politics?
Opinions.
It's our opinions. And are we not entitled to have our own opinions?
Yes.
All right. I think we got that well. And don't forget what the court said. First Amendment reflects the profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues should be uninhibited, robust, and wide open. It should be as transparent as it could be, and everyone should have the right to chime in or not without government interference. What then is a private concern?
Something that would only concern like an individual or like very few people?
You, your friends, your family. Do you need everyone in the community, everyone in the region, everyone in the state talking about it? No.
So what happens if it is a private concern? Can the government protect that?
Yes.
Okay. Do we understand the distinction?
All right. Good.
Question.
Should judges be censors to prevent harmful speech? Yes or no, according to the Supreme Court. No. Why not?
You're supposed to be impartial.
Right? Do you want judges saying what is potentially harmful speech? Because what is a judge going to bring into that ruling?
Precedent.
Well, it's going to set precedent, but...
personal opinion.
It's going to be based on his or she, hers personal opinion.
Is it the job of the courts to tell people what to think? No. No, no, no. So, Supreme Court did mention it set up a whole bunch of rules, precedents, guiding the judges in our court system, all the way down to the lowest level, on how we're supposed to deal with speech that is public. Political, social, religious. Not supposed to interfere with. What if it's subject to a legitimate news interest?
Something that people might be interested in. Is that public? What if it's embarrassing to the person? Should that matter? Let me put you this way. Let's say there is a person who is accused of pedophilia, raping little children. Should that person's face, name, image be broadcast publicly? Is that a public concern?
Yes.
Why?
It's affecting children.
It could potentially affect children, right? But here's the thing. Did I say he was convicted of it? What did I say?
Accused.
He was accused. So we don't know if he actually did it. When are we going to find out if this person actually did it? What has to happen? There has to be a decision by a jury. There has to be a trial. But do you want that information being broadcast before the trial occurs? You all, yes, we're all sure, absolutely not. What happens if you live next to him? Do you want to know what your neighbor potentially did? What happens if he lives within the radius of a school and you're a parent? Do you want to know what someone in the neighborhood potentially did?
If he actually did it.
So we only need to know if he actually did it. Well, that's true, but then what could the person do?
Sue for defamation.
No. Could go to the news and get the news to broadcast that they were innocent. So it's a dual-edged sword.
What if it was completely fraudulent?
I know, that happens.
Could you sue for defamation? No.
You could, but good luck proving it. Because you know what the defense to defamation is?
Your public.
Hmm?
Your public.
No. Defense to defamation is just my opinion. Defamation is really hard to prove. All right. So, what the court basically says is if the subject is of a legitimate newsworthiness. So, yes, I hate to tell you, if someone is accused of this, it is newsworthy. It is of a public concern. But so is the outcome of his trial. If it turns out they did not do it, they were falsely accused, that's also newsworthy. It works both ways. But do you want the government stopping it one way or the other? No, not at all. Not at all. All right. What about my paycheck? The size of my paycheck. Should that be broadcast? Why not? Don't you want to know how little I get paid being a professor here?
No.
No? I know, because you just laugh at how small the check is. No, that's, see the difference? My salary is not going to impact you. Not going to impact my neighbors. Not going to impact anybody in my community. But if someone was accused of potential pedophilia, that could. So one story gets First Amendment protections, the other does not. All right, let's focus on here. What did the Supreme Court feel about the speech? Signs, in particular, the content of the signs. What were the topics? Okay, you're right. Such as?
Like, it talked about this is a lot of pretty bad stuff, I guess.
He kind of is. Read it.
Marilyn Taubin, not blessed, just cursed, thank God for dead soldiers, pulled to hell. Priests rape boys, you're going to hell. That's the signs.
That's the signs, yeah. What do we think about that? Public or private?
Wouldn't it be public?
Why?
Because it's not an individual or like saying like a person. It didn't say that the person's name at the funeral. It just said like soldiers, and it's an opinion by a group about.
So they weren't going after the soldier. They weren't going after the family. They were going after bigger issues. What's going to happen to our country? Are we as citizens going to die because our nation has become tolerant of homosexuality? And what about homosexuality in the military? What about the Catholic clergy scandal? Did any of you know about that? I know it became really popular before, like, you were born, but, and actually kind of faded off the news. During the late 80s and early 90s, there were a lot of people coming forward and saying, like, when they were kids and they were like altar boys and stuff, that they were sexually assaulted by Catholic priests. And that the Catholic Church had for decades been covering it up. All of that hit the news. Was it embarrassing to the individual priests, the individual parishes, the Catholic Church as a whole? Yes. Was the fact that Bill Clinton's administration implemented don't ask, don't tell for the military for the first time, eliminating the automatic discharge, dishonorable discharge, if you got caught engaged in homosexual acts in the military? Is that something that's public or private?
Public.
Private. I mean, yeah, public. Yeah, absolutely. It's our military. We send our sons and daughters overseas to die. What are they doing when they're in there? What are our taxpayers going for? And again, if you are religious, what does the Bible say about homosexuality?
Bad.
It's a sin. Have we not, as Americans, always incorporated God's blessing of these United States of America? What could happen to us morally, ethically, spiritually, if suddenly God said, yeah, psych. Could be like Old Testament level catastrophe, no? Alright, so were these signs aimed at private concerns or public concerns? All right. So first, we have public. Question. Are all public concerns allowed anywhere at any time?
No.
What's the other thing that we have to weigh? So it's not just the what that's being said.
It's the where it's being said.
It's the where / when. In other words, we also have to look at the context of the speech. Where was the protest? What was going on?
They were standing across from where the funeral was.
The protest was taking place at the same time a funeral was taking place. So, even if it's public, is protesting a dead soldier's funeral the time and place for the speech that was being used? According to who?
My opinion.
That's your opinion. That's Dad's opinion as well. What does the court say? Okay, were they actually in the church?
No.
Were they disrupting the funeral?
No.
Did they stop anyone from going to the church?
No.
Were they violent?
No.
Did they use derogatory expletives? Were they dropping the F-bombs? That's not what the case said.
They weren't saying anything, they were holding
signs. They were standing in a place
Oh, could they even see the church from where they were?
Probably not.
No, they were over 1,000 feet away. Around the corner.
So, was that location contextually impactful of the event?
No.
No. Huh. Yeah. The SCOTUS looked at precedent, and it said that Westboro picketing peacefully on matters of public concern at a public space adjacent to a public speech. Well, such spaces traditionally are the public forums for public assembly and public debate.
If you're going to have a protest on public concerns, you have it in public places. Because who's the message for?
The public.
The public.
Oh, now it starts getting really interesting. Did Westboro have the right to be where they were?
Yes.
100% they did. 100%. So, question. If they are using a public message and they are doing it a place where such public messages are supposed to be broadcast from, what about the supposed distress suffered by the father?
Let's go back to what we had to deal with on the quiz. Were they engaged in an intentional act?
Yes.
They were engaged in an intentional act, but was it aimed at the defendant?
No.
Or actually, this would be the appellant. No. Was it aimed at Snyder? It wasn't aimed at Snyder.
Does the fact that he took offense, should that give grounds to liability?
No,
is it the church's, is it the court's job to give people tissues?
No.
I said that to you guys back on day one, did I not? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, should the church have been held liable for the intentional infliction of emotional distress?
No, because the distress is subjective. It's in the eyes of the beholder. Unless directly aimed at the person.
If any of you were to see a sign, like the signs that were mentioned in the case, would you suffer emotional distress? Would you be offended?
Yes.
Is it the same?
No.
It's not the same. And the court actually was very clever here. They actually flipped it.
What happens if the signs used in the same place were signs that said,
or instead, God bless America. God loves you.
Would that change things?
No. It would change the perception of it, but it wouldn't change anything.
It really shouldn't change anything. Should it? Because is God bless you, God loves you, is that a message of public concern?
Yeah.
Wait, did Michael say religion?
Yeah.
So the fact that one sign said God hates you and the other sign said God loves you, does the actual message itself change whether or not this is a public interest being broadcast in a public forum? No, not at all.
We cannot be subjective. We have to be objective. Speech we like, if it's of public interest, gets the same protection as speech we don't like. If, again, it's for a public interest. Because what would be the risk of allowing individuals to pick what is proper and what is not? What does that result in?
People's, like,
rights of speech being limited, depending on like if people like the speech or not.
At that point, you wouldn't even have a right to free speech anymore, would you? You would have a right to use the words that government allows you to do. And let's think Soviet Union, let's think Nazi Germany, let's think fascist Italy, let's think communist China today, or North Korea. That's what those regimes do.
But here in America, love it or leave it, like it or not, doesn't matter. Speech, if it's for a public interest, gets First Amendment protections. Questions on that? What about the other two torts? The court kind of like whipped it up real quick at the end. What about intrusion? Could this be a particular entrance? So we maybe not have a private concern, but what about the intrusion upon seclusion? Was Schneider forced by what Westboro was doing to see those offensive images and to be traumatized by them? When did he see them?
On the news that night.
What could he have done?
Turn off the news.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. You're telling me if something's on TV that you're offended by, you don't have to sit there and watch it?
Crazy.
That's insane, yo. Believe that? You have the ability to hit off? What about music?
Turn it off.
What about stuff on the internet?
Shut it off.
What if it's on a sign outside?
The other way.
Who's in control of that?
You.
Wait, you're telling me that you as an individual have the ability to control whether or not you're going to be victimized with trauma? With messages you don't like, if you do one of these?
Yes.
In all cases?
No. Not every case.
Like what?
Like, if the church like went up in the funeral and were like protesting above the guy's dead body, I think that's different. But in this case, they were far away, so.
Well, we only can you. I agree with you. If the facts were different, you would get a different outcome, 100%. But we can't do that. We only can look at the facts as they are. So, intrusion, what's the elements for who had intrusion for seclusion? Who had that? Which group? Who had that?
I don't remember who had that.
My foot gets stuck. It was the... Was that you? Which one did you have?
I have publicity, even a private life.
What did you have?
Give me one quick moment. I think I have emotional distress. Maybe?
Intentional infliction of emotional distress?
Maybe.
What did you have, Tom?
That's what I thought I had, intentional infliction.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we had, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so, too. We're not missing a whole group. What did you have?
I was with him. I had
DM. Oh. So it was you two. It was... There was four groups, and I had one. So one of you guys had to have had it. Intrusion upon seclusion. Intentionally invading the private affairs of the plaintiff. Invasion must be offensive to a reasonable person. Intrusion must involve a private matter. And intrusion must cause the mental anguish or suffering by the plaintiff. Doesn't sound familiar to anybody?
Yes.
So it was you, wasn't it?
I don't know. I wrote my notes for all of them.
Well, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, we'll just say that was you. I'm pretty sure it was you.
It was me.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. So, was this a private matter? Well, no. We've already said no. So, if it's not a private matter, can it be an intrusion upon basically one's privacy? No, not at all. So get rid of that. And by the way, what about conspiracy? That was the one that I had. Conspiring with another person to intentionally engage in shenanigans. Wrongdoing, harm. And then taking a step, at least a step in that direction.
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes, it was.
It was?
Civil wrongdoing?
Well, how can it be if we've already said...
Conspiring.
Well, we can't even say that they were conspiring to cause harm to the dad. Because we've already determined that what was at stake was a public concern, and they were in a public place, saying the right thing in the right place. Mm-hmm. So could they be a conspiracy to do wrong when they were doing right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Again, the hardest part about this case is that I think all of us would be outraged if we saw it. I remember when this was on the news. It was a big to-do. It was covered on all the big networks, and all the talking heads were going blah, blah, blah about it. But at the end of the day, they were not held liable. Because did they do anything wrong?
No.
Was it distasteful?
Yes.
Was it disrespectful?
Yes.
Does the court deal with those concerns?
No.
What is the only thing that the court is concerned with?
Constitution.
Protecting the liberties of just some people?
All Americans.
Whether we like them or not. Questions?
Yeah.
There was one thing I saw where like the church had a website and they were specifically talking about Snyder's wife and how she raised like a kid like in the devil's eyes or something like that.
He's Catholic.
Yeah, I know he didn't like he could have specifically did that, but he didn't. But I don't know, I just thought that was pretty different.
Were they criticizing her personally, or were they criticizing their participation in the Catholic Church?
Because you have a Catholic Church.
And why were they criticizing the Catholic Church? What was the Catholic Church doing?
Touching kids.
Yeah, kids were getting sexually assaulted, raped, taken advantage of, etc. So if I find out you, as a dad, have your kid going to the church that is engaging in, well, let's just say, not some wholesome acts, and I criticize you and I say, you are allowing sin to occur, is that not, biblically speaking, kind of true?
Yeah.
Because if you didn't want to commit sin, what could you not do?
Go.
You could go somewhere else, right? So is that enough to reach the level of any of these torts? No, not at all. Because are they forced to go to church?
No.
No. That was good, though. I'm glad you picked that up. Any other thoughts on this? All right, well, I gave you a harder quiz, so who wants an easy quiz?
Me.
All right, let me see your briefs.
Finally.
Bang!
Oh, good heavens.
All right. Don't fall and die either. All right, so last point. Obviously, we're going to go on to the next case. Pay attention to the context. It's not the most context to talk about what we're going to see with the next case, but we'll deal with that on Wednesday. And also, if you have not done so, make sure you vote tomorrow. I don't think you can really vote anymore. You missed your chance. And before you put a box next to anyone's name, do your research. Make sure you make an informed vote. Try to figure out what's going on, figure out the issues, and decide, am I for them or against them? It's not right, it's not wrong. It's your choice. And you're allowed to do it. So do it, man, do it!
So American.
Absolutely. It really is. America! Elections! And come back with one of these little stickers. I love it. I gotta get a new one. This is from Washington. Yeah. I would wear it around Washington, so.
I can't wait till it's over.
Me too. I'm tired of it. I really am.
I just need something good.
But you know the worst part is? No matter what the outcome is, it's not gonna stop.
Yeah.
I do. I
me personally, I'm going to shut the news off and I'm going to listen to more music for a while. I'm going to avoid political podcasts, everything.
The last case we found out is Texas v. Johnson.
We did not flag those.
I gave you two papers. That's not.
There's a staple over there. Yep. Email now. Don't forget.
It's right on the side of the computer, right? Weren't you using a staple over there?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah.
The other side.
To the left. There you go.
Hey, at least you didn't snore.